今天早上的题目是敬畏神岂是无故吗？
Today our topic is fearing God for no reason.
我们经文是约伯记第一章第二节到第二章第十节。
The text is from Job chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 10.
我请Mia姐妹上来读我们只是看中文。如果你看英文的你跟着我一起看。
Mia will read the Chinese. If you read English, then follow along. We won't read it in English.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，这人完全正直，敬畏神，远离罪恶。他生了七男三女，他的家产有七千只羊，三千匹骆驼，五百对牛，五百头母驴，并且有许多仆婢。这人在全东方的人中至为尊贵，他的儿子素常轮流按照自己的日子在家摆设宴席，并且打发人去邀请他们三个姐妹来一同吃喝。轮流设宴的日子一过，约伯就差人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来，按他们的数目献上燔祭，因为他心里想，说不定孩子犯了罪，心中亵渎了神。约伯经常这样做。有一天，神的众子都来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也来到他们中间。耶和华问撒旦，你从哪里来？撒旦回答耶和华说，我在地上徘徊，走来走去。耶和华问撒旦，你有没有注意到我的仆人约伯？世上再也没有一个人像他那样完全正直，敬畏神，远离罪恶。撒旦回答耶和华说，约伯敬畏神，难道是无缘无故的吗？你不是在他四周围上篱笆保护他吗？他的家和他的所有的一切，以及他手做的，你都赐福，他的家产也在地上增添。只要你伸手打击他所有的一切，他一定当面亵渎你。耶和华对撒旦说，好吧，他所有的一切都交在你手中，只是不可以伸手害他。于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去。有一天，约伯的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒的时候，有报信的来见约伯，说牛正在耕田，母驴在附近吃草的时候，示巴人忽然来侵袭，把牛驴掠去，又用刀杀了仆人，只有我一个人逃脱，来向你报告。这个人还在说话的时候，又有人说，神的火从天上降下来，把群羊和仆人都烧光了，只有我一个人逃脱，来向你报告。他还在说话的时候，又有人来说，加勒底人分成三队突袭骆驼，把他们掠去，又用刀杀了仆人，只有我一个人逃脱，来向你报告。他还在说话的时候，又有人来说，你的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒的时候，没想到一阵狂风从旷野那边刮来，吹袭房屋的四角，房屋倒塌在年轻人身上，他们都死了，只有我一个人逃脱，来向你报告。于是约伯起来，撕裂外袍，剃了头，匍匐在地上敬拜，说，我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归去，赏赐的是耶和华，收回的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。在这一切事上，约伯并没有犯罪，也没有归咎于神。又有一天，神的众子都来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也来到他们中间，侍立在耶和华面前。耶和华问撒旦，你从哪里来？撒旦回答说，我在地上徘徊，走来走去。耶和华问撒旦，你有没有注意到我的仆人约伯？世上再也没有一个像他那样完全正直，敬畏神，远离罪恶。虽然你挑拨我与他作对，无缘无故使他倾家荡产，他还是坚守自己的纯全。撒旦回答耶和华说，人以皮换皮，宁可付出他所有的一切去保命，只要你伸手伤害他的骨和肉，他一定当面亵渎你。耶和华对撒旦说，好吧，他在你手中，不过要留存他的命。于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去，击打约伯，使他从脚掌到头顶都生了毒疮。约伯坐在灰烬中，拿瓦片刮自己。他妻子对他说，难道你还要坚守自己的纯全吗？你不如放弃，神死掉算了。可是约伯对他说，你说的话像个愚妄的女人，难道我们从神得福也不应当受祸吗？在这一切事上，约伯并没有用口犯罪。
谢谢Mia。这个是华人用来求吉问卜的签。
These are sticks that Chinese people use to ask for fortunes or omens.
所以你看到这个签上面有写着有求必应。
And on the stick it's written, grant whatever is asked.
那人用这个签来求神问佛关于感情、事业、财运和意识上等等的事情。
People use these sticks to ask the gods or Buddha about, you know, their love life, their career, their finances and stuff that will happen in the future.
那有求必应是民间信仰和求神拜佛的一个观念。
This is an idea that comes from folk religion and pagan and Buddhist religion.
那人去求神拜佛是希望从神明那里得到好处。
People do this because they want to get a benefit from God.
特别是在财富上的好处。
Especially they want to get financial gain.
那其实不仅民间信仰这些拜佛的人有这个观念。
Actually, it's not just folk religion or Buddhists or pagan religions that have this idea.
那基督教的圈子里的这个复义神学也有这种观念。
There is a theology in Christianity called prosperity theology that also has this idea.
然后这种神学观念认为一个人信了耶稣。
This type of Christian theological thought believes that if a person trusts in Jesus,
那神必赐福给他们。
That God will bless them.
特别是在财富上的好处。
Especially with financial blessings.
所以今天早上我们所看那段经文有两处主要的经文。
Today, the verses we look at have two main passages.
第一段经文就是耶伯记第一章第九到十一节。
The first part is Job 1 from verse 1 to 9 to 11.
我撒旦回答耶和华说，耶伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？也是今天早上的题目。
Then Satan answered the Lord, does Job fear God for nothing? That's our topic today.
你岂不是四面圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，必他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你的赐福，他的家产也在地上增多，你且伸手断毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has. He will surely curse you to your face.
这个是撒旦对神所说的话。
This is what Satan said to God.
他跟神说，耶伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？
He said to the Lord, does Job fear God for nothing?
换句话说，耶伯敬畏神是有目的的。
In other words, he thought that Job feared the Lord for a purpose.
那第二处主要的经文是二十一节到二十二节。
The second main passage is verses 21 and 22.
这个是耶伯所说的话。
This is what Job said.
我侧身出于母胎，也必侧身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的，在这一切事情上，耶伯并不犯罪，也不以神为疑妄。
He said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God.
那这两节经文描述到耶伯经历到这个苦难之后所做出的反应。
These two verses show Job's response to all the difficulties and trials he had been through.
所以今天早上 Mia 所看那段经文。
So this morning, the passage that Mia read.
那描述到在地上跟天上所发生的事情。
It describes some things that happen on earth and in heaven.
我们看到第一幕发生在地上的事情就是记载在耶伯记第一章第一节到第五节。
The first scene happened on earth and it's in verses 1 to 5.
描述到耶伯是一个敬畏神的人。
It describes Job as a man who feared the Lord.
然后第二幕描述到在天上所发生的事情。
The second scene takes place in heaven.
也就是《夜伯记》第六章啊第六节一章第六到十二节。
And that's in Job 1 verses 6 to 12.
然后撒旦第一次对神说话。
The first time that Satan spoke to God.
然后我们看到第三幕要回到地上。
In the third scene, we return to the earth.
啊，描述到四个灾祸临到夜伯的身上。
It describes the four calamities that came upon Job.
然后第四幕又描述在天上发生的事情。
The fourth scene goes back to heaven.
撒旦第二次向神说话。
The second time that Satan spoke to God.
然后最后一幕啊，就是描述在地上所发生的事情。
And the last scene is something on earth.
夜伯受尽了肉体之苦。
And that was Job enduring severe physical suffering.
然后今早上让我们把这段经文分成四部分来看。
Today we will divide these verses into four parts to look at.
那么首先让我们来看这个魔鬼撒旦对夜伯的指控。
The first is Satan's accusation against Job.
所以第一章第一节到第五节描述到夜伯是一个敬畏神的人。
So Job verses one to chapter one verses one to five show that Job was a man who feared the Lord.
那突然间这个夜伯记的作者把我们的视野从地上移到天上的景象。
And then suddenly the author of Job takes our view from earth into heaven.
有一天神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也在其中。耶和华问撒旦说，你从哪里来？撒旦回答说，我从地上走来走去，往还而来。耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心察看我的仆人夜伯没有？地上再没有像他完全正直敬畏神远离恶事。
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil."
所以有一天是说明某一个历史时刻。
So there was a day shows that it was a time, a period in history.
也就是随时可以发生那个时刻。
And it's a time that could have happened at any time.
那圣经告诉我们在那个时刻天上有一个议会。
And the Bible tells us that at that time there was a meeting in heaven.
那神的众子侍立在耶和华的面前。
The sons of God came before the Lord.
那撒旦也在其中。
And Satan was one of them.
那神的众子是指服侍神的使者。
The sons of God means the emissaries who serve the Lord.
那么这撒旦又是谁？
So who was Satan?
那有人认为这个撒旦是魔鬼撒旦。
Some people believe that the Satan mentioned here is the devil.
那也有人认为他是提出反对意见的天使。
And other people believe that he was an angel who was presenting an opposite view.
所以撒旦可以被译成是那位反对者。
So Satan could be called the opposer.
因为根据这个希伯来文的原文，它的动词。
Because according to the original Hebrew language, the verb used here
是含有反对或者敌对或者控告的意思。
It has the meaning of to oppose or to be an enemy against or to accuse.
所以撒旦这个名词有两个解释。
So the name Satan has two explanations.
所以第一个解释就是魔鬼撒旦。
One is that he is the devil, Satan.
那么多数的圣经学者认为这个撒旦就是魔鬼撒旦。
Most Bible scholars believe that this Satan is the devil.
那位抵挡神又伤害人的恶者。
The one who opposed God and who harms mankind.
那真正的魔鬼撒旦这个名词在旧约圣经里面只出现一次。
The true name Satan, meaning the devil, only appears once in the Old Testament.
也就是在历代志上21节啊，21章1节。
And it was in 1 Chronicles chapter 21 verse 1.
撒旦起来攻击以色列人，激动大卫数点他们。
Then Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel.
那么第二个解释是撒旦是神众子中的控告者。
The second explanation for the Satan here is that he was an accuser from amongst the sons of God.
所以耶伯记第一章第六节所使用的原文是有定冠词的希伯来文。
In chapter 1 verse 6, the original language, the word used for Satan has a definite article.
在英文啊，你有读过吗 ？Definite article.
If you know what a definite article is, we have it in English.
啊，所以英文圣经就把它翻译成 the Satan.
So in English, you could say that this could be translated as the Satan.
乃是指一位控告者。
And that means the accuser.
或是一位敌对者。
Or an opponent.
而不是指魔鬼。撒旦的意思。
And not meaning the devil, Satan himself.
那有圣经学者认为，这撒旦是神众子中的一位控告者。
And so some Bible scholars believe that this Satan was an accuser from amongst the sons of God.
他专门提出这个反对意见。
And he came to purposely give this opposing view.
那么先知撒迦利亚有提到这位撒旦。
The prophet Zechariah also mentioned this Satan.
说他专门跟人作对。
Saying that he was purposefully opposing mankind.
天使又指给我看大祭司耶稣亚站在耶和华的使者面前，撒旦也站在耶稣亚的右边，与他作对。
Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him.
那根据这节经文，这位敌对者不是魔鬼撒旦。
So according to this verse, this accuser is not the devil.
而是扮演这个敌对角色的一个天使。
But he's an angel who's playing the role of an accuser.
那虽然如此，我们相信在耶伯记那里的撒旦。不是一个良善的天使。
Since it's this way, we can imagine that this Satan, who's mentioned in Job, is not a good angel.
看起来他是一个败坏的魔鬼。
He seems like he's corrupted.
他不是单纯的要来控告耶伯的，不是。
He's not coming to accuse Job innocently.
而是要伤害耶伯。
He wants to harm Job.
破坏耶伯跟神之间的关系。
And harm the relationship between God and Job.
那撒旦认为耶伯对神存有这个敬畏的心。
Satan believed that because that Job had a fear of the Lord was.
乃是因为神赐福给他。
Was because the Lord blessed him.
那撒旦也相信。如果一连串的灾祸临到耶伯身上
，And Satan believed that if a bunch of trials befell Job，
他就会拒绝神
，That he would curse God。
就好像这段经文所说
，As it says in this passage，
耶伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢
？Does Job fear God for nothing？
你岂不是四面围上篱笆？维护他和他的家，比他一切所有的吗？他所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面的弃掉你。
Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands and his possessions have increased in the land.But put forth your hand now, and touch all that he has. He will surely curse you to your face.
所以根据耶伯记第一章第八节的记载说。
So according to what's recorded in Job 1:8.
所以耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人耶伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直敬畏神，远离恶事。”
The Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil.
所以神在撒旦的面前称赞耶伯,
So God praised Job in front of Satan.
啊, 并且强调地上再没有人好像耶伯的正直, 啊, 他的完全, 还有他的敬畏,
and he emphasized that there was no one else on earth who was so blameless and upright and fear, had a fear of the Lord as Job did.
那神还称这个耶伯成为他的仆人,
and so God called Job his servant.
也就是说明, 啊, 神跟耶伯, 他们之间的关系是主人跟仆人的关系,
and it shows that the relationship between Job and God was that of a master and servant.
所以在这节经文我们看到一句就是地上没有再没有好像他的人。
In this verse we see the phrase, There is no one like him on the earth.
其实这句话在旧约圣经里面是用来形容神独特超越的属性。
Usually this phrase is used in the Old Testament to describe God's unique attributes.
所以在旧约圣经里面只有三次用来形容人的这个优点。
So it's only used three times in the Old Testament to describe a man.
两次是在这个耶伯记,就是第一章第三节跟第二章第八节。
And twice this occurs in Job in verses chapter 1 verse 3 and chapter 2 verse 8.
除此之外,第三次就是一次这个撒阿姆称赞这个扫罗王。
The third time it happened, besides in Job, was when Samuel praised Saul.
撒母耳对众民说,你们看耶和华所拣选的人,众民中有可比他的吗?众民就大声欢呼说,愿王万岁。
Samuel said to all the people, Do you see him whom the Lord has chosen? Surely there is no one like him among all the people. So all the people shouted and said, Long live the king.
所以耶伯记第一章第九节,就是撒旦问耶和华这句话,他说耶伯敬畏神,岂是无故呢?
And so in verse, chapter 1 verse 9, Satan asked the Lord, does Job fear God for nothing?
那撒旦也相信耶伯是一个完全正直,敬畏神,而且远离恶事的人。
And Satan did believe that Job was a man who was upright and blameless and feared the Lord and was righteous.
但是撒旦认为耶伯的敬畏是存有这个动机的。
But Satan believed that that Job's uprightness had a motive. It wasn't a pure.
耶伯有一个敬虔的生命，是他的表现是有原因的。
He believed that Job's devout nature had a reason.
因为神对他的保护，而且把这个福赐给他。
It was because God had protected him and had blessed him.
所以在耶伯记第一章第十节说。 你岂不是四面围上篱笆,维护他和他的家,并这一切所有的吗? 你所做的都蒙你赐福,他的家产也在地上增多。
And so here in verse 10 it says, Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land.
所以撒旦以这个四面围上篱笆的比喻来说明神对耶伯这个无微不至的保护和坚固。So
the phrase here, put a hedge about him and his house on every side, shows God's protection and care for Job.
使到他几家平安,事业顺利。
His whole family, his house were peaceful, everything he did was smooth.
撒旦认为耶伯的表现非常的敬虔。Satan
believed that Job was very devout and upright.
完全是因为神赐福给他的缘故。That
was because God had blessed him.
所以耶伯敬畏神岂是无故的呢?
So does Job fear God for nothing?
因为撒旦 问这个问题。
That Satan would ask this question.
因为当时的人有一个很流行的一个想法。
Because the people of that time had a very popular, popular way of thinking.
也就是神必定会赐福给啊那些好人。
That which was that God would bless those who were good people.
啊，那些越爱神越服侍神的人将会得到蒙福。
Those who love God and serve the Lord would be blessed.
那相对的，如果一个人不蒙神的祝福。
On the other side, if a person was not blessed by God,
是因为他本身有限或者不足。
That was because he himself had some kind of problem or evil.
那撒旦说，约伯敬畏神是因为神大大的赐福给他。
So Satan said that the reason Job was fearing the Lord was because God had blessed him greatly.
那如果约伯失去这次福分的话，他将会背弃神。
And that if Job lost all these blessings, he would curse the Lord.
所以撒旦向神做出一个挑战。
And so Satan issued a challenge to the Lord.
在这里他说，你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面的弃掉你。
But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, he will surely curse you to your face.
那神赐福给人的应许不是一个幼敏。
That God, the promise that God gives to bless people is not used as a bait.
英文翻译成 the bait, 好像你们钓鱼一样。
Just like what you use for fishing to tempt the fish.
那神赐福的应许而是按照他的圣约的应许。
God blesses us according to his holy covenant.
他的目的就是期望所有得福的人都能够爱他。
His purpose is that he wants those who he blesses to love him.
听从他的话语。
And to obey his word.
按照他的旨意跟他建立一个敬虔而且的一种关系。
And to establish a devout and loving relationship with him.
我们在旧约圣经，比如说在生命记诗篇还有箴言，我们看到很多经文关于神赐福给人的这个应许。
And we see many places in the Old Testament God's promise of blessing people in Deuteronomy, Proverbs, and Psalms.
比如说，你们果然听从这些典章，谨守遵行，耶和华你神必照他向你列祖所起的事，守业施慈爱。
Here in Deuteronomy, then it shall come about because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you his covenant and his loving kindness which he swore to your forefathers.
他必爱你，赐福于你，使你人数增多，也必在他向你列祖起誓应许给你的地上，赐福于你身所生的，地所产的，并你的五谷、新酒和油。以及牛犊、羊羔。
He will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock, in the land which he swore to you, to your forefathers to give you.
你必蒙福胜过万民，你们的男女没有不能生养的。牲畜也没有不能生育的，耶和华必使一切的病症离开你。你所知道埃及各样的恶气，也他不加在你身上，只加在一切恨你的人身上。
You shall be blessed above all peoples. There will be no male or female barren among you or among your cattle.The Lord will remove from you all sickness, and he will not put on you any of the harmful diseases of Egypt, which you have known. But he will lay them on all who hate you.
那同样的在箴言书也有同样的教导。
The same teaching is in Proverbs.
因为耶和华赐人智慧、知识和聪明都由他口而出。他给正直的人存留智慧，给行为纯正的人做盾牌。唯要保守公平人的路，护庇敬虔人的道。
For the Lord gives wisdom; from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the path of justice, and he preserves the way of his godly ones.
我们在诗篇也这么说，耶和华向来坚念我们，他还要赐福给我们，要赐福给以色列的家，赐福给亚伦的家。凡敬畏耶和华的，无论大小，主必赐福给他。愿耶和华叫你们和你们的子孙日渐加增。
And in Psalms it says, The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, the small together with the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth.
所以在 旧约圣经里面，我们不难找到这一类的经文。
It's not hard to find this type of verse in the Old Testament.
我们可以清楚地知道，神必赐福给那些爱他的人。We
can clearly see that God will bless those who love Him.
但是神也期望人在任何的情况之下仍然爱他。But
he hopes that all those who love him will love him in any situation.
那比如说在罗马书第八章第35节说,
As it says in Romans 8:35,
那谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢? 难道是患难吗? 是困苦吗? 是逼迫吗? 是饥饿吗? 是赤身露体吗? 是危险吗? 是刀剑吗?
Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
所以我们在这里看到撒旦不是挑战神赐福给人的那个原则。So
we can see that Satan here is not challenging God's principle of blessing mankind.
而是要挑战人心的真诚。
But he wants to challenge the true nature of mankind's devoutness.
我们看到神对耶伯充满信心。
And we see that God is full of faith in Job.
我们也看到神对耶伯的真诚是真诚，这个真实的。
And we see that Job's fear of the Lord is true.
那因此神对撒旦说,
And so the Lord said to Satan,
凡他所有的都在你的手中, 只是不可伸手加害于他。
Behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not put forth your hand on him.
所以神允许撒旦用任何的方法来考验耶伯的品格。
And so God allowed Satan to use any kind of method to test Job's character.
那甚至让他来夺取耶伯的一切。
He even allowed him to take away everything.
只是不允许他伤害耶伯的生命。
Only he couldn't take his life.
那根据耶伯记第1章第13节到第2章第8节的记载,
According to what's recorded in Job 1:13 to chapter 2, verse 8,
一共有4个灾祸同一天临到耶伯的身上。
There were 4 calamities that fell upon Job on the same day.
然后这个4个灾祸，第一个就是示巴人的攻击。
Out of the four calamities were, the first one was the attack of the Sabaeans.
那第二个呢，是这个雷电的攻击。
The second was the fire from heaven.
那第三呢，是加勒底人的攻击。
The third was the attack of the Chaldeans.
那么第四个就是这个狂风暴雨的攻击。
And the fourth was the mighty wind.
那么除了这些灾祸，耶伯也承受这个身体病痛的那种经历。
And in addition to these calamities, Job himself also suffered illness.
那根据耶伯记的记载说，耶伯经历了这个4个灾祸所带来的灾害之后，
And the Bible records that after Job experienced these 4 difficulties,
他的信心仍然坚定，
His faith was still firm.
没有因此弃绝神或者咒诅神，
And he didn't because of this abandon God or curse him.
那么因此神再次的在这个撒旦面前 再次的肯定耶伯的真诚。
And so God once again affirmed Job's devoutness and his devoutness in front of Satan.
所以我们看到在约伯还没有受苦之前，神第一次肯定。
And so we see that even before Job suffered these calamities, God had faith in him.
啊，这个是约伯受苦之后，神给他的肯定。
And even after Job suffered the calamities, God still affirmed his true.
然后地上再没有人像他完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事。你虽激动我攻击他，无故地毁灭他，他仍然。
For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil. And he still holds fast his integrity, although you incited me against him to ruin him without cause.
所以这个纯正是指不变质的信仰。
This word integrity means a faith that is constant.
没有歪曲的本性，还有品格。
It doesn't get twisted in its nature or its character.
约伯没有因为这灾祸临到他的身上而变得歪曲。
Job himself did not get twisted by all the difficulties and calamities that befell him.
啊，失去了这个美好的信仰和品格。
And he didn't lose his true faith and character.
甚至到了约伯记三十一章。
Even until Job chapter 31.
那约伯仍然持守着他的纯正。
He still at that point maintains his integrity.
我若被公道的天平啊称度。使神可以知道我的纯正。
Let him weigh me with accurate scales and let God know my integrity.
但是撒旦不肯放弃。
But Satan wasn't willing to give up.
他认为约伯持守这个纯正是因为加在约伯的身上那些考验不够严厉。
Satan believed that Job maintained his integrity because the difficulties that were visited upon him were not bad enough.
因此他对神说,
and so he said to the Lord,
啊，人以皮代皮，啊，情愿舍弃一切所有的，保全性命。你且伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。
Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life. However, put forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh. He will curse you to your face.
所以人以皮代皮是一句俗语。
Skin for skin is a type of saying.
啊，就是含有不惜代价都要去换取的意思。
And it means that we will do anything for something.
所以撒旦认为约伯失去这个牲畜仆人儿女。这些都是身外之物。
So Satan believed that Job had lost his livestock, his servants, his children. These were all things outside his own self.
那如果约伯的身体犯上这个疾病，
But if Job himself got sick,
生命受到威胁，
and his life was threatened,
他必定会开始为了保护自己而拒绝神。
He would definitely start to curse God in order to protect himself.
有没有听过人说，有这么多钱财，有这么多财富，如果没有健康是没有用的。
Have you ever heard people say you could have all the money in the world, but if you don't have your health, you have nothing?
那神允许撒旦伤害约伯的身体。
And so God allowed Satan to attack Job's health.
但是却不允许他拿掉约伯的生命。
But he would not allow Satan to take his life.
所以撒旦再次的考验约伯。
And so Satan once again came and tested Job.
使他的脚掌到头顶长满了这个毒疮。
He caused him from the soles of his feet to the tip of his head to have sores.
所以撒旦的攻击极其的严厉。
The attack of Satan was really serious.
那使到约伯的身心灵受尽了伤害。
So that Job himself and his body and his spirit were harmed.
所以你可以想象约伯所承受那种痛苦。
Can you imagine the pain that Job had to suffer?
他失去了一切。
He had lost everything.
啊, 而且身体又生病,
and he had gotten sick.
所以眼见到耶伯所受的这种伤害,
and so we see that everything that Job had suffered.
所以耶伯的妻子感到万分的沮丧,
his wife saw that and she felt depressed.
而他的态度也非常的消极,
and her attitude was very negative.
所以他就对叶伯说,
and so she said to Job,
你仍然持守你的纯正吗?
Do you still maintain your integrity?
你弃掉神,
curse God and die.
因为叶伯的妻子无法忍容叶伯所面对的那种痛苦,
the wife of Job was not able to accept all the calamities that Job
更不能够接受为什么神让这些苦难临到他们的家庭,
and she couldn't accept that God would allow all these things to happen to her family.
那可是根据圣经的记载,
but according to the Bible,
耶伯对他说,
Job said to her,
他说你说话像一个愚顽的妇人一样,
you speak as one of the foolish women speaks.
他说, 哎, 难道我们从神手里得福, 不也受祸吗?
Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?
所以在这一切事情上,
in all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
所以敬畏神岂是无故吗?
So, do we believe in God and fear the Lord without reason?
Yeah, fearing God without reason. 这个是今天,
that's our topic today.
我们可以以两段经文来回答这个问题。
And we can, from these two passages, answer this question.
啊, 第一段经文就是第一章第21节。
And the first passage is Job 1:21.
我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。 赏赐的是耶和华，收起的也是耶和华。
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
然后第二段经文就是, 难道我们从神手里得福, 不也受祸吗?
And the second verse is, shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?
所以从这两段经文里面, 我们看到四个重点。
And so from these verses, we see four important points.
啊, 第一个重点就是, 我赤身出于母胎, 也必赤身归回。
The first important point is, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there.
所以, 啊, 英文翻译成, naked, 是吗? 你来到世界上, 一出生的时候是 naked.
When we come to this world and we're born, we're naked.
然后你离开的时候也差不多是 naked, 有穿衣服了，但是你不可以把东西带走。
And when we leave this world, we're basically naked. And they may put clothes on you in the funeral home, but you can't bring anything with you.
然后第二个重点呢，就是赏赐的就是耶和华，收起的也是耶和华。
And the second important point, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
然后第三个重点就是, 难道我们从神手里得福不也受祸吗?
The third important point, shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?
然后第四个重点,
the fourth important point,
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
让我们遵守神的话语的教导。
And let us hear the word and the teaching of the Lord.
Let's
Let us quiet our hearts before God and meditate on today's message. Come before God, asking that we may learn from Job's example.
也让我们在面对苦难的时候，仍然存着这个纯正的信心。
And as we face hardship, that we may have pure faith.
这个也是神要求我们当有的一个信心。
And this is the faith that God requires of us.
但是我们也知道，当我们面对苦难的时候，
But we also know that as we face suffering,
我们不是靠自己，
We do not do it by ourselves.
乃是靠神加添给我们的力量。
But it's through the strength that God gives us.
乃是靠从神借着圣灵来的帮助。
And it is through the help of the Holy Spirit.
当我们投靠神的时候，
And as we trust in God,
我们能够胜过一切。
We can overcome all things.
因为我们的生命不是自己的生命。
Because our lives is not ours.
乃是从神而来的生命。
But it is from God.
基督在我们里面的生命。
It is the life that is Christ in us.
天父，我们求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
让我们经常的亲近你。
So that we may draw close to you.
让我们投靠你。
That we may trust in you.
让我们从你那里。 支起力量,
and that we may gain strength from you.
主啊, 求你帮助我们,
please help us.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.